Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto in New Delhi. Several agreements signed. President Draupadi Murmu to address the nation today on the eve of Republic Day. 942 personnel of police, fire, home guard and civil defence and correctional services awarded gallantry and service medals on the occasion of Republic Day. National Voters Day being celebrated across the country today. US Supreme Court clears extradition of Mumbai terror attack convict Tahawur Rana to India. And in Australian Open tennis, defending champion Aryna Sabalenka to face Madison Keys in women's singles title clash in Melbourne in a short while. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto in New Delhi today. India and Indonesia today exchanged several agreements in the fields of health cooperation, traditional medicine, maritime safety and security, cultural exchange and digital development. The third India-Indonesia CEO Forum's report was also presented. In his press statement after holding bilateral and delegation-level talks, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said there were extensive discussions with President Prabowo on various aspects of mutual cooperation. Mr. Modi said, to enhance cooperation in the defence sector, India and Indonesia have decided to work together in defence manufacturing and supply chain. The Prime Minister said, both nations have also emphasised on cooperation in maritime security, cyber security, counter-terrorism and de-radicalisation.
Aaj Rashtrapati Prabowo ke saath aapasi sahyog ke vivinn pehluon par vyapak charcha hui. Raksha kshetra mein सहयोग बढ़ाने के लिए हमने तय किया है कि डिफेंस मैन्युफैक्चरिंग और सप्लाई चेन में साथ काम किया जाएगा हमने मैरिटाइम सिक्योरिटी साइबर सिक्योरिटी काउंटर टेररिज्म और डी रेडिकलाइजेशन में सहयोग पर भी बल दिया है
President Subianto expressed gratitude for the great honour given to him in his first state visit to India. He said they discussed many key sectors of common interest in which both sides will like to accelerate the level of cooperation.
We need to accelerate and increase the economic partnership with India. If necessary, we will prioritise this relationship in the interest of long-term strategic partnership, which we have agreed upon.
President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of Republic Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. The telecast in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by regional language versions on regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions from 9:30 p.m. onwards on its regional networks. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said more than 360 vibrant villages will have 4G connectivity by June this year. He said this while interacting with special guests from vibrant villages in New Delhi on the eve of the 76th Republic Day tomorrow. He noted that out of the 662 vibrant villages, 474 such villages will have on-grid electrification and 127 villages will have off-grid electrification. The minister said these schemes and initiatives are part of the government's mission to transform these vibrant villages through a bottom-to-top approach.
4G connectivity ke liye 2025 June tak 362 gaon mein 4G connectivity uplabdh ho jayegi ye lakshya lekar hum chale 662 gaon mein se 474 gaon mein on grid aur 127 gaon mein off grid electrification bhi ho.
Over 200 people from Telangana contributing through government initiatives will be attending the 76th Republic Day celebrations in the national capital tomorrow. They have been invited as special guests to witness the Republic Day parade. Talking to Akashwani News, Ravinder Reddy, a resident of Gadwal in the state, who adopted renewable energy as his regular source of electricity and received a 70,000 rupee subsidy under the PM Surya Ghar Yojana, expressed great excitement about personally witnessing the Republic Day parade in Delhi.
मेरा घर के ऊपर 4 किलोवाट का सोलर पैनल मैं लगाया, उसका खर्च 1,50,000 आया और मेरे को 75,000 सब्सिडी मिला सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट से. सूर्य घर स्कीम का सब लोग फायदा उठाना चाहिए और हर घर में सोलर पैनल लगा के फ्री में हम करंट पा सकते.
K. Sridhar from Warangal district, who received a 3% interest rate under the Agriculture Infrastructure Fund to set up a cold storage benefiting mirchi farmers, also left for Delhi with his wife. He expressed happiness on being invited as a special guest for the Republic Day celebrations.
सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट का एग्रीकल्चर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर स्कीम में इंटरेस्ट सब्सिडी के लिया, इससे हमको इंटरेस्ट का बर्डन बहुत कम हो गया और ये इंडस्ट्री से और मेरा काम करने वाला आदमी को सबको बहुत अच्छा उपाधि मिला. हमको 26 जनवरी को आने के लिए मौका मिला, हम बहुत खुशी में है.
Like every year, this year as well, on the eve of Republic Day, Akashwani's most prestigious and much-talked program, National Symposium of Poets, will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani at 10 p.m. tonight. In this symposium, around 400 poets of the country will recite poetry together on one stage. Delhi Metro will start its services at 3 a.m. on all lines tomorrow to help people reach the Kartavya Path and witness the Republic Day ceremony. According to Delhi Metro, trains will operate at intervals of 30 minutes until 6 in the morning, after which the regular timetable will be followed for the rest of the day. A total of 942 personnel of police, fire, home guard and civil defence and correctional services have been awarded gallantry and service medals on the occasion of Republic Day 2025. Out of these awardees, 95 personnel have been awarded the Medal for Gallantry. The medal is awarded on the ground of rare, conspicuous and conspicuous act of gallantry in saving life, property, preventing crime or arresting criminals. Further, 101 distinguished personnel have been awarded the President's Medal for Distinguished Service and 746 personnel awarded the Medal for Meritorious Service. 10 police personnel from Jammu and Kashmir, including SSP Muhammad Yasin Kichlu and 2 from Ladakh, have been awarded the President's Medal for Meritorious Service. The Jammu and Kashmir police were honoured with 27 awards, including 15 gallantry medals, and the second highest after Uttar Pradesh. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The National Voters Day is being celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu has said it is a matter of pride that India is the world's largest, diverse, young, inclusive and sensitive democracy. Addressing the 15th National Voters Day program in New Delhi this afternoon, President Murmu said India is the mother of democracy and the democratic process in the country existed since ancient times. She said India's democracy is a unique example for the modern world.
हमारे लोकतंत्र विश्व का प्राचीनतम लोकतंत्र होने के साथ साथ विश्व का सबसे विशाल विविधतापूर्ण युवा समावेशी और संवेदनशील लोकतंत्र भी है. निर्वाचन आयोग के प्रबंधन, मतदाताओं की भागीदारी, सुरक्षाकर्मियों तथा इलेक्शन मशीनरी में सहयोग देने वाले नागरिकों के बल पर भारतीय लोकतंत्र द्वारा जिस विशाल पैमाने पर चुनाव आयोजित किए जाते हैं वो पूरे विश्व में अतुलनीय है.
Union Minister for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal lauded the efforts of the Election Commission for conducting elections in a peaceful and impartial manner. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the number of voters in India now stands at over 99 crore and the country will soon create a new record of 1 billion plus voters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished the people on National Voters Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the day is about celebrating India's vibrant democracy and empowering every citizen to exercise their right to vote. He added that it highlights the importance of participation in shaping the nation's future. Prime Minister Modi also lauded the Election Commission for their exemplary efforts in this regard. Mr. Modi shared a clip of his Mann Ki Baat program where he said that the constitution makers of the country have given great importance to participation of people in the constitution. He called India the mother of democracy and asserted that the country's democracy has strengthened and prospered in the past decades.
हमारे संविधान निर्माताओं ने संविधान में हमारे चुनाव आयोग को लोकतंत्र में लोगों की भागीदारी को बहुत बड़ा स्थान दिया है। देश में जब 1951-52 में पहली बार चुनाव हुए तो कुछ लोगों को संशय था कि क्या देश का लोकतंत्र जीवित रहेगा, लेकिन हमारे लोकतंत्र ने सारी आशंकाओं को गलत साबित किया। आखिर भारत मदर ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी है।
Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio has urged people to rededicate themselves to greater and effective participation in the electoral process. In his message on the National Voters Day, Mr. Rio stated that voting is not only a right but also a shared responsibility. And now news from the Mahakumbh 2025 in Prayagraj. The Ministry of Ayush is providing free healthcare services to domestic and international devotees, pilgrims and visitors at the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Our correspondent reports that over 1,21,000 devotees have so far availed Ayush services.
A team of 80 Ayush doctors have been deployed at the Mahakumbh to provide round-the-clock medical services at 20 OPD centers. These OPDs are equipped to address a wide range of common and chronic conditions. Foreign devotees are also utilizing Ayush services. Therapeutic yoga sessions are being conducted in the morning at designated camps in the Sangam area led by trainers from the Morarji Desai National Institute of Yoga. The ministry is also distributing free medicines including immunity boosters and calcium tablets to devotees. To ensure special attention towards the health of the elderly, the Ayush team at Mahakumbh is dedicated to facilitating the elderly and extending Ayush services to them. The participation of international devotees in this session highlights the growing interest and trust in Ayush services among the local and global public. With Anand Kumar, Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Prayagraj.
The U.S. Supreme Court has cleared the extradition of Mumbai terror attack convict Tahavur Rana to India as it dismissed a review petition against his conviction in the case. India was seeking the extradition of Pakistani origin Canadian businessman Rana, who is accused of playing a major role in the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks, which claimed the lives of 160 people. He is allegedly associated with the Pakistani-American terrorist David Coleman Headley, who was one of the main conspirators of the attack. In Australian Open tennis, world number one and defending champion Aryna Sabalenka will face 19th seed Madison Keys of the United States in the women's singles final at Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne in a short while from now. Belarusian Sabalenka is aiming to become the first woman since 1999 to win three consecutive Australian Open titles. In men's cricket, India will take on England in the second T20 international at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai today. The match will begin at 7 in the evening. In the Men's Hockey India League, HIL Tamil Nadu Dragons will lock horns with Team Ganasika, while Hyderabad Tufans will be up against UP Rudras in Rourkela this evening. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto in New Delhi. Several agreements signed. President Draupadi Murmu to address the nation today on the eve of Republic Day. 942 personnel of police, fire, home guard and civil defence and correctional services awarded gallantry and service medals on the occasion of Republic Day. National Voters Day being celebrated across the country today. U.S. Supreme Court clears extradition of Mumbai terror attack convict Tahavur Rana to India. And in Australian Open tennis, defending champion Aryna Sabalenka to face Madison Keys in women's singles title clash in Melbourne in a short while. And with that, we end the midday news.